Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
When you start preaching yourself, you have lost me altogether. But the word of the Lord will prophesy over your situation. And the word of the Lord will give you hope that what you see now is not what it's going to be in the end. Then the word of the Lord came to him. And verse 8 says that the word came to the prophet. And God said to the prophet, go back and tell the woman this. This lets me know one thing, church, that God had this woman on her mind. God had this woman on his mind. Church, when you think that you're not going to make it, how many know this morning that God have you on his mind? That God has not forgotten you. It's just a matter of time that God is going to step in. And what you are going through is not what you are going to end up with. Because God has you on his mind and he will make everything all right. I got confidence this morning. Anybody in here have confidence this morning? I got confidence this morning that God have me on his mind, and I know that somehow and some way he's going to make everything all right. He knows my name, and he promised us in his word that he will never leave us and he will never forsake us. Anybody got confident this morning that the Lord will make a way? How many know that the Lord will make a way? The text say that the word of the Lord came. And you know, we never know how the Holy Spirit is going to address our situation. That's why it's always good to be in church. It's just always good to be in the house of the Lord. You know, sometimes we find ourselves down all week long. But I guarantee you, if you just make your way to the house of the Lord and hear the word of the Lord, that you will feel better. Because the Holy Spirit will speak to you about what you're going through. God will pull up on you and he will speak to you. He will give you an answer. He will give you a solution and he will give you a way out of your situation. How many know this morning, down in your north, that you know this morning, that God will make a way somehow? God knows exactly, church, what we are going through. God knows exactly what we need because we are in the what? Best hands. The devil will keep trying to talk to you and trying to convince you things are not going to work out like you want them, but you keep reminding him that he's a liar. You keep reminding him to get his hands off of you. Get his hands off of your children. Get his hands off of your family. In the name of Jesus, just keep reminding him. What this woman did not know was that God had already made a way. And what we need to remember is that when you are in a need of a miracle, God has already made a way. You might not see it right now, church, but God has already made a way. And guess what? A lot of times we be looking for the extraordinary. But God sends the miracle in the ordinary. In the text, he uses a bowl. He uses a jar. That's ordinary. He uses a handful of meal. He uses just a little bit of oil. And that's ordinary. So God will take the ordinary things in your life. Quit looking for the extraordinary and make a way out of no way. You might not see it yet, but God's words say we can call those things that are not there as if they are. Right now this morning, I see myself walking better. I see myself walking better. Myself in better health. Right now, this morning, while we in church, God is making a way for someone this morning. I can see God right now at somebody's house this morning. While you are sitting right here in church making things better at the house than they were when you left. I see God at my house this morning making things better than it was when I left. I see God right now looking at your record. He already have your record from the doctor in his hand. He already know what you need. He already know what healing that you need. It's in his hands this morning. And I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but somebody is going to leave out of here going to the doctor tomorrow with a better report than they got on last week. Because God has assigned angels to do some stuff. Some stuff, Pastor Masters, that you said would just blow our minds. God has assigned angels to do some stuff for us this morning. Now somebody in here ought to come on and give God some praise. Somebody ought to give God some praise. And I thank God right now for what he's going to do in the future. I'm talking from experience, church. I know God will do that. God will do that. A lot of times you still in your stuff, in your mess, and you just crying and having pity parties. And God has already blessed you, has already worked it out. Because eyes have not seen and ears have not heard what God has in store for those who love him. Lord, here's my praise this morning. It's all I got. All I got, church, is my praise. All I got is my hallelujah. Lord, here's my praise. This is what I give to you. This is all I have right now. I'm not going to back up now, Lord. I'm not going to throw in the towel because I know that you are working on our behalf. I know that you are working this thing out. I know that you are going to turn things around. I know that you are going to fix it. How many know that God is working right now? That's your praise shout right there. Thank you in advance, Lord. Lord, I know that you're going to handle all of our situations. Yes. I know you're not going to let things conquer me because we are more than conquerors. But you're going to let me conquer the situation. Because what? The Lord will make a way somehow. As I go to my seat, like a ship. That's tossed and driven, battered by the angry sea. When the storms of life are raging and their fury falls on me. Anybody ever wonder? I wonder what have I done that make this race so hard to run? Anybody get crazy and start talking to yourself? Then I say to myself, don't worry. Take courage. Because the Lord will. I say the Lord will, church. I say the Lord will. How many know that the Lord will? I say that the Lord will. Oh, yes, he will. The Lord will. That's a promise. The Lord will. The Lord will. Make a way.
Yes, he will.
Somehow.
Yes, he will.
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 Yes, he will. I hope somebody was helped by this word. I hope somebody was encouraged by this word because the Bible tells us that God's word would not come back void. How many know that the Lord will make a way somehow?
Like the ship was tossed and driven, battered by an angry sea.
Jesus,
I feel good.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.